Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello, good neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week we're asking the question, am I partial? And that comes from our main text in James chapter 2, verses 1 through 13, where James talks about the sin of partiality. Yesterday we talked about how we could be partial in the way that we look at each other's social status or our politics. But today we're getting to the brass tacks of what's going on right now in the United States, and that deals with race. And we'll also include in there nationality and gender. See, like we did yesterday, let's compare what man asks or how man looks at things from time to time compared to what God looks at all of the time. See, man asks, are you black, white, Hispanic, or Asian? And maybe not so much asks, but we can tell by looking at one's skin. And we like to think that we're all colorblind when it comes to race, but we need to be sure that we're truly evaluating how we treat all people. We are all created by God, and our skin tone or the way our faces look or any of those other markers of our nationality or our ethnicity don't matter in the grand scheme of things. We may ask the question regarding nationality, are we American or not? We get all caught up in the illegal alien discussions and can end up sounding pretty hateful. And I'm certainly not advocating for anyone to break the law. But say an immigrant completely is legal, but there's still that language barrier. How many times do we get frustrated over that? And maybe it's not nationality or race, but maybe it goes even to just our gender. And while we're in a mess of a debate over the whole transgender issue, maybe someone does get passed over because they are a female or a male and they're denied the opportunity for a job. And so that's called sexism. We could also look at how man looks at age. There's always a temptation to just stick to your own age group and look more favorably on your own age group than those older or younger. But the fact is, with all of these, that God says something different. God says nationality doesn't matter, as we read in Acts 10, verses 34 through 35. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly, I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him." And then again in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, we're also called a holy nation, one nation of God's people, if we are a child of God. God also says, compared to man, that race and gender don't matter. Look at Galatians 3:28, where Paul says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Is he really saying those things don't exist anymore? No, he's not saying that, but under Christ, none of those things matter. We all belong to Jesus, and that's the only thing that matters. When it comes to age, what does God say? Well, just a cursory look at the book of Proverbs would give an indication of the value of wisdom handed down from generation to generation and how much we should respect those who have age and wisdom that we don't. And then a look through the letters Paul would later write to Timothy are an indication of the value Paul found in younger people and his wish for them to succeed. And that's just a hurried summation, and we could spend an entire lesson on the struggles between age groups and things of that nature. But also, remember the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10 and verses 25 through 37. The Samaritan was able to look past the status quo. There's always the chance the man that was lying in a heap would have done the same exact thing that the priest and Levite did to him if it was the Samaritan in his place. And why does it matter? Why has man been obsessed over the color of skin or over the nationality of people throughout the course of time? Folks, our color is our color. We're from where we're from. We live where we live. We're as old as we are. We are who we are. And when you boil it all down, we all have the same basic needs. And one of those basic needs is determining whether or not there's something or someone out there that is in control and can answer the age-old question of, why am I here? Man most certainly tends to be partial to religion. And we'll talk about that tomorrow when we come back with more Press On right before lunch at the Z. Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. As of May 24th, 2020, we will be reassembling as a congregation for Sunday morning worship only at 10 a.m. We invite you to join us, but we also ask that you would check out our website at beaverdamchurch.com for our congregation's coronavirus guidelines. We hope to see you soon, and we pray that everyone would stay safe and healthy. God bless you.